anniversary. Tuesday marks 30 years since the death of Jan Patočka. Patočka is regarded as one of the most important Central European philosophers of the 20th century. But he's perhaps better known today as a moral and intellectual authority behind the Charter 77 protest movement and the signatory who paid the most dearly with his life. Ian Willoughby reports.
Philosopher Jan Patočka didn't like the music of the underground rock band Plastic People of the Universe. But when they were imprisoned in 1976, he joined Václav Havel and other intellectuals in signing the Charter 77 document, which called on the communist authorities to respect human rights. After lengthy interrogations by the STB secret police, Jan Patočka, who was 69, died of a heart attack on March 13, 1977. Speaking on Czech television on the anniversary of the philosopher's death, Václav Havel outlined Patočka's importance to the dissident movement.
Ta charta 77 a všechno, co následovalo.
Charter 77 and everything that followed, the whole of our opposition movement which gave rise to the so-called Velvet Revolution and Civic Forum, was very significantly influenced by the spiritual foundations and ethos of Professor Patočka. He died very soon after the foundation of Charter 77, but the radiation of his personality lived on within it.
Mr. Havel learned of Patočka's death from an STB officer at Prague's Ruzyně prison.
We were both being interrogated, and they left us together in a waiting room during a break at noon. They probably wanted to listen to what we had to say to one another. We talked about life and death and such things. They then took us for further interrogation, and that's the last time I saw him. They kept me there and let him go, so I was there when he died. So it's a very strange memory of our last meeting.
The philosopher, said to have been a reserved and polite man, would have been into his 80s by the time of the Velvet Revolution, which he helped inspire. Václav Havel, who of course became president, says he doesn't believe Jan Patočka would have entered politics had he lived.
Umím si představit ho v nějaké funkci akademické jako děkana, rektor.
I can imagine him in an academic position such as university rector or president. That was his world, the environment in which he spent his life. He really was a great teacher. Generations of thinkers and philosophers have aligned themselves with his thinking. That's connected with the magic of his personality, his ability to think aloud, and his speaking abilities.
Toho myšlení na hlas, toho orálního projevu.
Václav Havel on philosopher and Charter 77 signatory Jan Patočka, who died on March 13th, 1977.